What should the 49ers do if they lose? Are you with Shasky here, maybe? Think about shutting some people down? Are you concerned about Brock Purdy? What if Brock Purdy doesn't play?
Well,
how confident are you about the Niners winning the game Sunday in Green Bay if Brock Purdy doesn't play? 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. Because there's a lot of people who believe Shanahan is the boy wonder. And we've seen it with Nick Mullins for a game. We saw it with C.J. Beathard for a game. We've seen it before with Kyle Shanahan. He can win a game with the journeyman quarterback.
Well, we've been talking backup quarterback for the last 2 years since Purdy's been the starter. Hasn't it always been like, can you win a game with someone? Like, part of the reason why Trey Lance is not here is because Brandon Allen was so impressive, quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
He was here because you can win a game with Brandon Allen. You can't win a game. The irony is, even though I don't think Trey's great, he did win a game in December for the 49ers. And Brandon Allen hasn't won a game since, what, forever?
3 years. Not only did Trey win a game, he won a game that basically your season was on the line.
So I'm thinking about it this
way. You lose, and you don't go to the playoffs in 2021.
I'm more concerned about Brock for this year physically. I really am. Like, the shoulder injury is not good. The Niners have a history at quarterback of shoulder injuries. Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick had a shoulder injury. Their careers were not that they were harpooned because of just the shoulder injury, but they were altered. Jimmy Garoppolo, shoulder injury, and now Brock Purdy. This is not good. Anyone can say, it's just shoulder. If it's the throwing shoulder and he can't even throw the ball at practice, because from all reports, he was barely throwing at 10 yards and he was lobbing it back and forth. You and I saw him on the sidelines when he hurt his elbow. I said to you, what is he doing? He's like shot putting the ball. What the heck? His shoulder injury, this is not good, dude. This is not good at all. And I'm very concerned for this year for Brock Purdy. I don't know about this one, man. And the way Kyle's kind of skirting around it, I think for sure he's not playing on Sunday. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he comes out and plays, but this is not good. This is not a good injury. Your moneymaker as a quarterback, your right arm, on a guy who's already had a right elbow injury, it's not good. It's not good at all.
So, do you think they can win without Brock Purdy?
A game, maybe. Yeah, I do.
Can they win on Sunday without Brock Purdy?
No, if he's out 4 or 5 weeks.
Can they win on Sunday without Brock Purdy?
Yeah, it's a lot harder. Yes, you can. The NFL's wild. I watched the Browns beat the Ravens, and now the Browns beat the freaking Steelers.
Division games are different.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Agreed, but there is familiarity between Green Bay and the Niners. We understand their scheme because Kyle and LaFleur work together. We also have played this team, it feels like, every single season. So there is some familiarity.
Shanahan, though, he also mentioned how he was talking to somebody. Was it Shanahan? And he was discussing McVay and LaFleur. And he's like, look, man, I've been here for 8 years. McVay's been in L.A. for 8 years. LaFleur's been in Green Bay for a long time. What, 6, 7 years maybe? They've all evolved. And Shanahan's mentioned that they're doing different things now. They all do different things here. So they have evolved and tinkered with their system. Like Green Bay's offense, yeah, they may have a lot of principles that Shanahan has in his offense, but they do a lot of one-back sets, a lot of four-wide sets, a lot of three-wide sets. They do a lot more in terms of spreading out the field than the 49ers do. And they use their wide receivers in a way that the Niners don't use their wide receivers. And they take a lot of shots down the field, deep shots down the field. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shameless shout-outs coming up in 10 minutes. Please shout out anybody you want to shout out. Maybe shout out Brendan Allen, who may get to start. Maybe it's Josh Dobbs. But how confident are you in the Niners possibly playing Green Bay without Brock Purdy?
I mean,
can they win this football game with Brendan Allen? What the hell do you know about Brendan Allen? Does anybody know anything about Brendan Allen?
I know he took a knee in the New York Jets game. I know that he hasn't thrown a pass for the 49ers. I know that the last time that he actually got a start was Bengals 2021, the season finale. He went 15 of 29 for 136 and a touchdown. I know that he's 2-7 in games that he started.
Who they play in that game?
I don't know. The season finale, 2021. Just take my word for it.
I just want to know who they play.
What do you guys think would be a bigger loss for this team? Bosa not playing or Purdy not playing? Because the way you're describing it, it's like, hey, Shanahan's won with like a Nick Mullins in the past. He's won if he had to have a rookie or a Trey Lance come in there. He's won with a C.J. Beathard. But like you saw the Niners' defense without Bosa last week on that final drive. It was horrible.
Horrible.
Like, so in a way, I feel like the loss of Nick Bosa in a game like this, which is going to be ground and pound, cold weather, a lot of Josh Jacobs, like, I don't know, man. I feel like the loss of Bosa might be bigger in the grand scheme of things, considering how Jordan Love has not played well the last few weeks.
Well, they gave up 6.1 yards of play when Bosa left the game. They were giving up 3.3 against Seattle when he was on the field. So, yes, Bosa not having him in a run game because Josh Jacobs is a load. Josh Jacobs is coming downhill, and these are going to run you over. I don't know. I don't know.
What's your confidence level of the Niners right now?
I think they can win this game with Brendan Allen or Josh Dobbs. I don't think Green Bay is all that great. I don't think highly of Green Bay. I don't think they're representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. Now, with me saying that, somebody's going to clip this because they could go on a run. They're capable of going on a run. But what I've seen from Green Bay so far what I've seen from them, I haven't seen the Super Bowl team.
Last year, they started off very slow.
Yep.
And then Jordan Love and the rest of the offense just went on fire. It was like 18 touchdowns, like one interception down the stretch. They really were a 9-8 team and they got in and just dismantled the Cowboys.
Yeah, they got hot.
Dismantled the Cowboys. Well, it's about the same time last year that they got hot, and they're looking to do that again. And obviously their record is better this year than it was last year. But I'm looking at it from like the Niner perspective. I have very little confidence that they could do what the Packers did last year and go on a run. I have very little confidence.
How come?
This feels very different. Like, Bosa is severely compromised. Fred feels compromised. The quarterback feels compromised. The running back feels compromised. And it just
doesn't. Running back is compromised.
What?
Running back is compromised.
Like, it just, I don't have a lot to hang my hat on where I'm feeling very, very confident. I just don't. And I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong in the worst way. I want them to go on a run. I was talking Super Bowl. We all were talking Super Bowl. Getting back there, this feels like a team that's going to finish the season 7-10 or at best 9-8 and miss out by a game or two of the division. That's what it feels like. And so I look at a game like this against the NFC. This is a big swing game, more for momentum and psyche than anything else. I think it's a must win. And I get your point about, oh, you're only a game out. If this happens and that happens, you got to start getting some wins here.
I'm not saying that you can't stack wins. I want them to win. But on the flip side, I'm hearing too much of, you know, like Mark Wheeler yesterday said, this is the biggest game of Brock Purdy's career. Like, didn't they just play in the Super Bowl?
Well, that I disagree
didn't
with.
Didn't they play in the NFC title game?
Yeah.
Didn't they play in the divisional round game? Didn't the year before they play Seattle wild card game and Dallas in the divisional round? Like, he's played. This is not the biggest game of Brock Purdy's career.
And up in Seattle for the division title that year.
It's just a lot going on here. But, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win. And I'm not saying that, look, yes, this is an important game. You want to get a conference win. You want to beat Green Bay. You want to beat a winning team for the first time all season. I'm just presenting, hey, look, if they do lose, these X, Y, and Z can happen, and you're right back in the same spot you were next week.
Yeah, but I don't have faith that team is going to circle the
wagons. That's one other thing.
Yeah, like mathematically, because this is the guru thing. Like, mathematically, you're 100% correct.
Yeah, that's what
psychologically, I completely disagree. Psychologically, I think they lose this game.
You think
I feel
the players feel like that?
My soul feels cooked.
Like that?
Of course the players don't feel like that. I'm talking about the fan base.
Oh, the fan. Well, no, the fans don't play. The fans don't play. And if the fans did play on Sunday, we're getting blown out by 60. Because the fans right now have no confidence.
Well, what? But what the would, players then in the why locker room, would I have confidence?
But the player, but the players in the locker room probably have confidence. They, I was listening to Bosa yesterday. Bosa saying, "Man, damn it, we got to finish. We should be 8-2 right now." The players feel like they should be 8-2.
Okay.
In their heads, I mean, so their confidence, I don't think hasn't waned. They still feel like they're one of the best teams in the league. Now, do I believe that? No, I don't believe that. But they feel like they're one of the best teams in the league inside that locker room. Just so their mindset is completely different than your mindset or fans who don't have confidence. And that's all I'm saying.
I hear you, but like you have to make me believe through your play. And I'm looking at it, and it's they're just so hit and miss all year. They're just so hit and miss all year. And so what I'm saying to them is, guys, I get what you've accomplished. And believe me, I respect it and I understand that. But this season, what have you given me to say, yeah, I believe that you can go out and go on a 4 out of 5 game winning streak, a 4 out of 6 game winning streak, a 5 out of 7 game winning streak. Like, you got to go out and actually do it. And I think it starts on Sunday against Green Bay. Because if you're going to say to me, hey, Green Bay can be beat, I agree with that. Then you have to go out and do it.
Yeah, there's two things to it, right? You got to go out there and do it, obviously. But I'm not saying that Green Bay is just going out there and they're just cooking teams. They've had, it's been nip and tuck. They've had some unimpressive wins. Like last week in Chicago, well, it's a divisional game. And Chicago gave them all they can handle. They're lining up for the game, win a field goal. How are we feeling about Green Bay if they're 6-4 this week? Well, and Chicago makes that field goal. So 888-957-9570 is the number. How confident are you in the Niners winning if they have to play this game without Brock Purdy? Plus shameless shutouts. Shameless shutouts. But one thing I'm not going to do is go into the Sunday. I understand why fans won't be confident, and I understand why you haven't been confident because of what you see in the previous few weeks. And they get a big win, and they suffer a big loss. They get a big win, they suffer a big loss. So I understand the confidence level of the fan base not being too high. It is Green Bay. They're a beatable team. You still have Fred Warner out there on that football field. I still believe in Fred. I still believe in his rookie class. I still believe in Deebo Samuel and George Kittle to get it done for a game. And if you can get it done for a game, you know, all of a sudden you're cooking again. All of a sudden you're feeling good again. And no matter what happens in Buffalo. But I don't know. I want to know why people aren't confident if Brock Purdy doesn't play. What if he does play? Do you still have the same confidence level? If he plays? Because it sounds like it doesn't matter if he plays or if he doesn't play.
Well,
it sounds like that nobody's confident regardless of who plays quarterback.
He couldn't throw a football yesterday at practice, right? Now, maybe he gets shot up on Sunday and things change a little, but he's not going to get healthier if he plays, number one. And number two is that, like, yeah, it looked great the last couple of weeks, you know? So, yeah, I'm looking
at
it.
You sound so scared.
Well, because I'm looking at it from Green Bay's perspective. Scared. This is the team that you thought you should have beat. This is like this reminds me a lot of how the Niners viewed Philadelphia the year prior, where you're circling this game all offseason and you're like, yeah, we're going to put a fork in their season. We are going to come out, and we thought that we screwed up in that divisional round game. We had that game. We blew it in the fourth quarter. I'm going from Green Bay's perspective. We blew it in the fourth quarter, and now we have an opportunity to not only right that wrong, but to kind of like put a shot across the bow of their season and maybe torpedo their season.
This is what Jordan Love said about that.
Yeah, no, I think just ending the season, you know, getting to the playoffs and, you know, getting knocked out by the 49ers. I mean, whoever it would have been, you know, that game is definitely going to sit with you. And, you know, that's what you got to, you know, kind of just sit with all offseason. Is going back, watching the game, trying to see what you could have been better, what you could have done differently in that game. So it definitely sits with you through the offseason and obviously move on. But, yeah, just knowing that that's the team that knocked us out, you know, we're definitely hungry for this game.
So that's Jordan Love. They're hungry. They haven't forgotten about what happens last season. All right, 888-957-9570. Line them up. I see you calling right now. Line them up for shameless shout-outs here on the Morning Roast. It is a Friday, a football Friday. You also have the Warriors down in the Big Easy playing the Pelicans. Trying to remain undefeated in the Emirates NBA Cup. Oh, how about that? What's that court going to look like in New Orleans? What is that court going to look like?
Probably empty because no one's playing.
Probably like a smoothie.
No, they love Steph Curry down there. They come out for Steph Curry. right next to the Superdome, the Smoothie King Center.
Oh.
Right there next to the Superdome.
New Orleans down bad right now when it comes to football.
Like LSU.
LSU, not good. Brian Kelly might be gone. And then the Saints just stink.
Oh, could have saw that coming with Brian Kelly.
The fake accent tells you all you needed to know.
He's just such a... He's
we talk about high-level losers. Brian Kelly, yeah, my God.
Yeah, one of the more overrated coaches I've seen in the last 20 years, no matter the sport.
He did take Cincinnati and Notre Dame to a playoff.
I mean, come on.
Did they show up in that top game?
Well, no, Cincinnati, real quick, was a sugar bowl, and then he left, and then they got absolutely destroyed in Tim Tebow's last game with Florida.
Yeah, he didn't show up for that game. He was already gone. How many years did Notre Dame underachieve under him?
I mean, because of their academic standards. Actually graduate.
That's what's keeping Cal football out of the national championship, too, is the academic standards.
I know.
Always
an
excuse.
You know, all those million-dollar handshakes that are going on in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, like they're not happening to South Bend.
By the way, really quick, before you hit shameless shouts, Pelicans Court. It's blue. They got the cup right there in the middle, and they got the logo kind of faded over the whole thing. So.